Lecture topic, The Essence of Time.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the very inception of this human being in this world, each and every human being is engaged in a constant battle and war. This is such a battle which it is already predetermined, already decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will never be victorious. The battle or this war that I am referring to is the war against time. Time is a mata', is a great gift. Time is an amanat, it is a trust which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon every human being. It is indeed unfortunate and a great loss that majority of us are oblivious of the value of time. If you look in Quran and Hadith, if you look in the lives of the Salafi Saliheen, of the pious predecessors of the past, you will find this message coming forth quite clearly of the consciousness and the value that they had for time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many places in the Quran, those aspects of Allah's creation which are linked or attached to time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam and oath on them. Wal-fajr, wal-layalin ashr, wal-subhi idha tanaffas, wal-layli idha yasr, wal-layli idha yaghsha, wal-nahari idha tajalla. By the oath of daybreak, by the oath of dawn, by the oath of the day as it lights up, by the oath of the night, as its darkness envelops, by the oath of the night, as it follows day, wal asr, by the oath of time itself, not only aspects relating to time, but those creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which bring time into existence, and by which time is measured, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath and qasam on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا. By the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these various qasams and oaths Allah is taking in the Qur'an, so that this insan, this human being, understands that not only is gold and silver and platinum and oil valuable, not only are your rands and dollars valuable, but more valuable than that is time. These seconds, this constant, inexorable movement, which Quran very beautifully depicts, يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ. Day follows night, day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day. And inexorably, like a block of ice melting away in the sun, the seconds are becoming hours, the hours are becoming days, the days are becoming weeks, The weeks are becoming months, the months are becoming years. And every one of us, like Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, makes us conscious of this. He says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. Why don't you take ibrat? Why don't you take lesson? Why don't you observe the constant motion of day and night? Every new thing is made old. Every distant thing is brought near. Every promise of Allah is made a reality. And what is the absolute promise? That which Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَكُمْ مِيْعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. That there is a promised time. There is a promised time. The time of your mort. The time of your death. When that time comes, لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستخدمون, you will not be able to delay it even by 1 second. Once when janaza was going past, somebody asked Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose janaza is that? He said, by that is your janaza. And if you don't like what I am saying, take it as my janaza. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Who is innaka, verily you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved of Allah. The most beloved of Allah. Yet, Allah addresses him, that, oh my beloved, أَخْبِبْ مَنْ شِئْتْ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُهُ. Oh my beloved, live for as long as you want, but you will have to die. Love whomsoever you want, but you will have to part from them. لو كانت الدنيا, لو كانت الدنيا تدوم لأهلها, لكان رسول الله فيها مخلد. Like the poet says, he says, if anyone was going to be victorious in the war against time, then Allah Ta'ala would have made Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam victorious. If this world was going to allow anyone to live forever, was going to give anyone perpetuity, then Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have had perpetuity. But the beloved of Allah himself, innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun, you also have to die, they also have to die. Then what guarantee, what right does it give us? Plans for the next 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Buying property upon property. Looking at that barren piece of land, planning and visioning in the mind what we are going to achieve later on. This relentless rat race behind this dunya, as if we have some guarantee that the sunset of today we are going to remain alive to see. Time is Allah's creation. The only being that is above time is Allah Himself. Allah's Zat, Allah's being is such, لَا يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ الزَّمَانِ. Past tense, present tense, future tense. 1 million years ago, now, and 1 million years from now, for Allah is equal. Allah is free of the constraints of time. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions the incident of Ashabi Kahf, those youngsters who took refuge in a cave. They went to sleep. When they got up, they started discussing amongst themselves. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. How long did we sleep? How long is it possible to sleep? 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours? Eventually, you'll get thirsty, you'll get hungry, bones will start paining. So someone said we slept for 1 day. Someone said we slept for a portion of 1 day. What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. They slept for 309 years. But what was astonishing is that youngster that hypothetically went to sleep at the age of 15 wakes up 309 years later. His age is not 324. His age is still 15. Why outside the cave the clock ticked, inside the cave Allah stopped time. Time is Allah's makhluk. Time is Allah's creation. Allah has restricted, confined, constricted this entire makhluk and creation to time. Every breath of air, every breath of air is an amanat. It is a gift. That one ah, that one breath, that one more second of time, of life that Allah is giving us is a gift. I'm digressing. If you look at the system Allah has put into place, this human being subconsciously breathes in and out approximately 20,000 times every day. Within him Allah has kept a respiratory system that is so complex. It is said these lungs of this human being have 150 million air sacs. 50 billion tubes are transporting 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lungs. So that the blood can be purified. Where did this intelligence come from? That to purify the blood you need to give it a bath in oxygen. 8,000 liters breathed in every day of oxygen. What is the contribution of this insan? He breathes in oxygen which is pure. He breathes out carbon dioxide which is poison. Yet, the level of oxygen constantly maintained in the atmosphere at 21%. Allah Ta'ala has put the leaves of the trees into the service of this insan to keep that balance in place. They produce the necessary oxygen. If this level had to rise up 2% to 23%, it is said the number of accidental fires will increase 700 times. If it had to rise up another 2% to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between will be burned to ashes. This is just one of the countless balances, counterbalances, which we are oblivious to, which Allah has put into place for the subsistence of this human being. That which Quran calls out, where Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to enumerate, if you have to ponder, if you have to reflect on just one of Allah's ni'mats, Allah's bounties, Allah's favors, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you will never do justice to it. And then immediately after that, what does Quran say? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. That verily this human being is very oppressive. And Allah doesn't say kafir, ungrateful. Allah says kafar, very, very ungrateful. Kafara bi an'umillah. He has belied and negated the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Time is a ni'mat. Time is a bounty. Time is a favor of Allah. This is one favor. We can understand the value of it from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I mentioned in the beginning. Jannat, Allah says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. Every regret, every hasrat, every grief, every sorrow, every source of discomfort internally, hatred, malice, jealousy, envy, all that will be removed from the heart of the Jannati. But one hasrat, one regret will remain even with the Jannati. What is that regret? لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهَا. The time in this world which was not spent in the remembrance of Allah. The time in this world that was not spent in earning akhirat. This hasrat, this loss, this regret, even the Jannati will carry to Jannat with him. You can find some bank vault, some safety deposit box to keep your gold and your jewelry. Hide your excess wealth underneath the mattress. But which bank vault? Where are you going to hide time? Hours and hours in front of that shaitan box. Hours and hours in front of those frivolous novels, 400 or 500 pages. Hours and hours of our youngsters, 22 people chasing behind a piece of pigskin. What do you want? Extra time and then extra time above that. Bhai, what are you doing? I'm whiling away the time. I am passing time. As if no loss is being incurred.
Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala used to say, Yabna Adam, innama anta ayyam, in dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk. O Ibn Adam, O insan, you are a collection of days. Every time a day passes, every day that passes, a portion of you is lost. Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala saw an old man. He says, Kam ata alayka min umrik? How old are you? He says, I'm 60 years old. He says, oh my brother, for the last 60 years, you are engaged in a journey. Don't you think the time of your destination is near? Don't you think that that 4 foot by 2 feet hole in the ground, we have forgotten about it, but every day that qabr is calling out, ana baytul dud, ana baytul dhulma, ana baytul wahda, ana baytul wahsha, I am the home of insects, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of fear, I am the home of darkness, prepare yourself. Those great tyrants and rulers of the past had pride over their dynasties. Where are they today? How often do we visit the Qabristan? How often do we ponder and reflect? Look at those black holes. Look at that sand. Imagine the insects and the worms that are inside that qabr. That young girl that stood in front of the mirror admiring herself, thinking that she is the beauty queen of the time. The bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses. The twinkling of her eyes to that of stars. That youngster with his Ray-Bans on, with a gold necklace around his neck, hours and hours in the gym, stands in front of the mirror preening, looking from this direction, that direction. Is it not just a few moons? How quick does the time not pass? What Botox treatment and what plastic surgery and what cosmetics are you going to use to delay the onset of the ravages of time? That which Quran says, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Those whom we take to an old age, we bring a reverse in their creation. Why don't you understand your dunya be-wafa hai? This world is not going to stand with you. This life is passing away. Just a few years will pass, that same young girl, you bring the mirror in front, they'll say, don't show me, it's not me. Please don't show me, Allah's qasam, it is not me, I don't want to see. Is that not a reality? That delicate cheeks, have they not become the food of insects? My respected brothers, don't look at the rising sun. The sun reaches its zenith, but eventually the darkness envelops that same sun every day. Don't look at the rising sun, look at the setting sun. Don't go to the places of merriment and laughter and dancing and music. Go to the homes of those widows, listen to their cries. Go to the homes of those elderly fathers who had such hopes and aspirations for their own sons. Today the janaza of those same youngsters are being lifted by those same fathers. Late night racing somewhere, late night this activity, that activity, as if we have some guarantee. That youngster driving around in that fast car, woofers, subwoofers, tweeters, music blaring, what guarantee do we have that mort is not going to take place at that time? And if it occurs at that time, how are we going to face Allah? This is the reality, this is that journey everyone is engaged in. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, such has become the frivolous attitude that we have to time, instead of understanding the movement of time, the hallmarks by which time is remembered, instead of making them ibrat, lesson, a wake-up call. What have we done? We start celebrating. People are celebrating New Year. People are celebrating December party. People are celebrating annual conferences. People are celebrating birthdays. Just started a few months back, I went to one relative. He says, last night I went to somebody's birthday party. What? How old was he? 60 years old. 60 years of age. One wonders how they fitted 60 candles on the cake. And then a 60-year-old man, whether his respiratory system was enabled him to blow the candles out, or he got blown out beforehand. That is also something we have to worry about. Like the poet says, إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا. إنا لنفرح بالأيام نقطعها وكل يوم مضى يدني من الأجل فاعمل لنفسك قبل الموت مجتهدا فإنما الربح والخسران في العمل نجدد سرورا بالهلال إذا بدا وما هي إلا السيف للحتف ينتظي.
He says, oh foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. Why don't you realize that every passing day and every passing year is in fact a sword that is slashing away at your existence.
We are reaching the end of Muharram, our new year. Coincidentally, the solar calendar, the new year also is coming near. My respected brothers, we are not like the people of Batil who celebrate these occasions. For the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every Muharram, every new year is ibrat. It is a wake up call, it is a reminder. First of Muharram, the pride of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who on his Islam, Jibreel comes down, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not the Islam of Umar please you? Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes. What does Jibreel say? That Ya Rasulullah, even the Malaika are celebrating the Islam of Umar. First of Muharram, his parked body was placed in the ground. 6 days of illness after he was stabbed, Kamil Shahadat. And what was the sabak that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab teaches this ummah in and out of consciousness when he would gain consciousness? Has the time of salah come? Has the time of salah come? And they would tell him, in that condition his salah would be made. And he would say, La hadda fil islami liman taraka salah. There is no share in Islam for the one who leaves out his salah. How many of our masajid 10 days of Muharram, we heard of the qurbani, of the sacrifice, of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved grandson of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such a lineage! Such a lineage! Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Buraydah radiallahu anhu narrates, he was giving khutbah, Jummah khutbah, Masjid al-Nabawi. Khatamana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Idh ja'al Hasan wal Hussein. Yamshiyan wa ya'thuran. Alayhima qamisan ahmaran. The two babies enter the masjid. They have reddish clothing on. Walking, crawling, they were still young. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stops his khutbah. Gets off the minbar. Picks up his grandchildren. Climbs onto the minbar again. And then what does he say? Sadaqallah, innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. May Allah spoke the truth. Your wealth and your children, your offspring are a test for you. Nazartu ila hadaini sabiyain. I looked at my two babies, yamshiyan wa ya'thuran, walking and crawling. Falam asbir. I could not contain myself. Hatta qata'tu hadithi wa rafa'tuhuma. Until I interrupted my khutbah and picked them up. Once he comes in public, هذا على آتقه وهذا على آتقه الآخر يلثم هذا مرة وهذا مرة. One on one shoulder, the other on the other shoulder. Kissing this one, kissing that one. Amongst the Arabs, this was anathema. Unheard of. For a leader to show in public his affection for his children. Someone said, Ya Rasulullah, do you love them? Do you love them? He says, I love them. I love them. And then what does he say? مَنْ أَحَبَّنِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّهُمَا. The one who loves me will love them. وَمَنْ أَبْغَدَنِي فَقَدْ أَبْغَدَهُمَا. The one who hates me will hate them. One hadith, he comes, he says, Allah's Rasul said, the one who loves me, فَلْيُحِبَّ هَذَيْنِ. Let him love Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma. Such basharat and glad tidings they were given. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day in the masjid, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu enters, what does he say? Man ahabba an yanzur ila sayyidi shababi ahli al-jannah falyanzur ila hadha. If any one of you wants to look at the leader of the youth of Jannah, then look at this young man. Sami'tu hadha min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have heard this directly from the lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such glad tidings. This was that park lineage. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, an alim of the 5th century of Islam, mentions one incident in his Kitab al-Birr wa-Sila, that in Khurasan, there was a woman from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from that lineage, 5th century. Her husband passes away. She falls into difficult times. She migrates to Samarkand. Such is the extent of her need, she leaves her little children in the courtyard of the masjid. She goes to the wali, the governor of Samarkand. I am from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Assist me. My children are starving. What is his response? He says, everyone comes and says that they are from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bring some proof. He sends her away. She's desperate. She makes some inquiries. They tell her there is one Parsi, a Persian, a fire worshipper, mushrik. He is generous. She goes to him. When he hears that she's from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he opens her door to her. He sends his wife to fetch her children from the courtyard of the masjid. Welcomes this family into his home. That night the governor of Samarkand sees a dream, a beautiful palace in Jannat. At the entrance is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Happy to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, whose palace is this? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is the palace of an ummati of mine. He says, I am your ummati. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, bring proof. My daughter came to you at the time of need. You asked for proof. Now you bring proof. He wakes up, makes inquiries, finds out where the family is, rushes, goes to the home of the Parsi. He says, give this family over to me. The Parsi says, one side the ruler, the other side the subject. He says, oh my leader, ask for anything, but this family I won't part with. He says, I am a ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are part of me. You are a fire worshipper. Why do you not want to give them up? What is his response? He says, I was a fire worshipper, but when I opened my home to this family, at night I welcomed them into the home. By the next morning, every one of us was Muslim. Allah gave us the tawfiq of Iman. And that dream, when you were turned away, I saw the same dream. I was welcomed into that palace. So ask for anything else, I won't part with this family. Such a family, such a lineage. This is 5 centuries later. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the fields of Karbala, unfortunately we have become an ummah that is ritualistic. 10 days Muharram, 12 days Rabiul Awwal, few bayans, few tears are shed, but not one person makes tawbah. Not one person comes back to the masjid. Not one person takes the lesson, the ibrat. Time I've run out. Sabak, lessons are many, but just one. For us to bear in mind this December, each time that shop is too busy, each time we engage in other activities, and that azan is called out, let us take the lesson of Muharram. What is that lesson? Zohr Salah. 61st year of Hijrah. 10th of Muharram. From the group of 72, 20 have already become shaheed. 52 surrounded by 3,000. Their water has been cut off. The previous night, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu already seen his grandfather in his dream that, oh my beloved grandson, the time for you to meet us is near. Basharat already given. Jannat already guaranteed when he was in the cradle of his mother. Jannat already guaranteed, not just Jannat. Jannat ke sardari, the leadership of Jannat. And yet, he sends Zuhair bin Qain, his right hand flag bearer, tells Shimmer, delay the battle so that our salah can be made. In that condition, the salah is not made qada. What we say, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, Allah is very forgiving. So big night I'll make tawbah. Or some occasion I'll make tawbah. Jummah salah I'll be here, Asr salah, masjid is empty. They didn't know Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. They didn't know Allah is forgiving. When Zuhair bin Qain goes to Shimmer, what does Shimmer say? Tell him his salah is not accepted. Zuhair bin Qain says, Mal'oon, the family that gave you salah, their salah is not accepted, your salah is accepted. He comes back, he says, permission is not being given. What does he do in that condition? He divides the 52 into 26, 26. 26 face the enemy, the other 26 perform their salah. The wudu of that salah perhaps was made with their own blood, their water had been cut off. Perhaps they made tayammum with the sand of Karbala. One wonders what type of a salah that was. The sajda of that salah, Allah's qasam till qiyamah, no group like that is coming again. This earth will never be cooled with a sajda like that. Someone with his hand cut off, someone with his chest ripped open, blood pouring down their body, in that condition, Ali Rasul, flowers, direct descendants of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still the salah was not made qadha. By the asr of that day, every one of them had become shaheed. What is the lesson? To just speak about it. To just have bayans. To just say we are ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love his family. But to the sabak, the lesson, we are oblivious, we've forgotten. That youngster in college, what he says, I couldn't take my shoes and my socks off, so I made my salah qaza. That doctor says I have too many patients. That businessman says it's December month. My respected brothers, the clock of our life is ticking. Another Muharram has come. Another new year is coming, whether we look at it solar or lunar. How much longer we are going to remain, we don't know. Every second, every moment of this life is precious. Allah has given us an amanat and a trust. Waqt guzarne ke liye nahi hai, zindagi guzarne ke liye nahi hai, zindagi banane ke liye hai. Allah hasn't given us this life to while it away. Allah has given it to us for us to make our akhirat. We are not an ummah that celebrates the passage of time. We are an ummah that takes ibrat and listen. This is a wake up call for us. Allah give us tawfiq wa afidhan.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.